When people arguing over don't ask, don't tell, or same-sex marriage invoke public opinion, who's got the numbers on their side? Is America still wary of equal rights for gays, or increasingly tolerant? Well, Leah Christian has studied public opinion on these issues. She is senior researcher at the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And first, a same-sex marriage. Do most Americans agree it should be legal or not?
Right now, there's still a slight plurality that oppose same-sex marriage. It's by 48% to 42%. But we've seen an increasing more favoring gay marriage than have in the past several years.
Say, several years ago, what might those figures have been?
Well, just last year, 54% opposed and 37% favored. And our first poll done in 1996, 65% opposed and 27% favored allowing gays and lesbians to marry legally.
So today, a plurality still oppose the idea, but the trend is clearly on the side of those who support it.
Right. And for the first time, we found that fewer than half of Americans oppose same-sex marriage.
How does religious belief correlate to feelings about, say, same-sex marriage?
We do see strong differences by religious preference. And in particular, two groups that have moved a lot from 2008 and 2009 are white mainline Protestants and white Catholics, particularly those who attend services less frequently. So we've seen a lot of movement kind of in those middle groups, where in both groups, slightly more opposed than favored in 08 and 09, and now slightly more favor than opposed.
As opposed to evangelical Protestants?
Yes. So evangelical Protestants continue to oppose same-sex marriage by great margins, three-quarters opposed. Only 20% favor.
You're describing white mainline Protestants and white Catholics. African Americans?
African Americans continue to be more opposed than supportive of same-sex marriage, both overall and among black Protestants.
What about on the don't ask, don't tell front, gays serving openly in the military? Do most Americans tell you they should be allowed to do so, or only if they don't tell?
No, by a 2-to-1 margin, most Americans favor allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military, 60% favor, 30% oppose. And that trend has been pretty stable over the past 5 years. So,
but that issue really came to a head in the early 1990s at the beginning of the Clinton administration. In those days, would you have seen numbers at all like that?
Yes, even in July of 94, we saw 52% favoring and 45% oppose. So the gap was narrower, but a slim majority of Americans still favored it at that time.
And young people far more tolerant than older people, or is there not that much of a difference?
Yes, young people continue to be in our polling far more tolerant, and you see it even by generation. We've done some generational breaks from 1996 to now, and young people have always been more tolerant, but even the older generations have become slightly more tolerant over time.
You know, in election polling, people ask the question of all registered voters and then of likely voters. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's likely here or whether you have that breakdown, but if you were to find an enthusiasm gap, is it clear one side is more enthusiastic in its belief than the other?
Well, we see actually both among strong opponents and among strong supporters, they tend to be more likely to say that the issue is more important to their vote. But in August of this year, we found that gay marriage ranked last among the list of issues we asked about in terms of importance to the vote.
If we were to plot approval of same-sex marriage in public opinion surveys by Pew or others, is it pretty much a straight line toward more approval, or was there a big bump in the road when it went down?
There was definitely a little bump around 04. We saw a slight increase in opposition in 04, and then it dropped pretty quickly after that in 05 and has stayed lower.
And in those years, there was a great deal of public attention given to the issue.
Yes, in the 04 election, social issues and moral issues were much more salient than they are in the current election cycle.
Well, Leah Christian, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Leah Christian, senior researcher at the Pew Research Center for People and the Press.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.